Chapter 1, Raiders of Dr. Henry Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, June 9, 1931. You never know what you're going to find until you find it. One of my professors used to say that. We all used to think he was crazy, but he had been proven right more times than not. I stared at the little cat statue beneath the skull carved into the lava wall and thought maybe I was finally losing my mind. I was standing on sacred ground, the royal coconut grove on the east side of the island of Kauai. I was searching for a goblet carved out of rock that had been used in times past for special types of rituals, those that involved human sacrifice. The legends about it were more unbelievable than that, but I didn't waste much time thinking about the other parts. The fact that it was rare and supposedly existed were enough for me. My search had brought me to this grotto. I had known we were on the right track when I saw the small pond. The cat and the skull were next to it, like some kind of disease shrine. The skull was leering, mocking me, and the cat was pointing as if he, too, were laughing. The cat was completely out of place, something that must have belonged to one of the foreign peoples who had been recruited to work the fields on the other parts of the island. "You know, Tex, this would be a lovely site to put a hotel," I heard my traveling companion say. I ignored him. I just kept staring at the cat the paw raised. "I think he's pointing," I said. "Pointing at a couple of fools. Time to give up." "Never," I hissed. I had come too far to give up now. I stood, turned, and dropped into the pond. I plunged beneath the waters, my hands feeling for anything that was out of place. My finger grazed something rough that was definitely out of place. "Help me, there's something down here," I said. Moments later, we were hauling a giant clamshell out of the water. We tilted it so the water that had seeped into it could flow out. When we got it up onto the shore, we discovered that it opened fairly easily. Inside was something wrapped in ancient tapa cloth. I unwrapped it, and a small, mug-like object with hideous carvings on it appeared. I shivered slightly as my hand touched it, but struggled to ignore the feeling. I had found what I was looking for. There was something else wrapped in the cloth, though, a smaller piece of cloth. I unwrapped it slowly until I could see that inside it was a small gem, shaped like a teardrop. It was dark-hued, almost black, with a purple glow to it. I blinked in shock. "What is that?" my companion asked. "Something that shouldn't exist," I said. I quickly wrapped the gem back up and shoved it inside my pocket. "We got what we came for, though," I said, standing up and hoisting the sacred goblet aloft. It was time to go home. I turned and took a step. That was when all hell broke loose. Excerpted from the journals of Charles Tex Ravencroft. In fiction. Before either Indiana Jones or Laura Croft strutted onto the big screen, H. Rider Haggard wrote about the exploits of Allan Quatermain as he searched for fantastical treasures like King Solomon's mines. Mankind has always been fascinated with treasure hunting and, more basely, treasure looting, as evidenced by the looting done of ancient Egyptian tombs by the contemporaries of those who had died. This fascination has led to fantastic tales passed down through oral tradition and eventually books and then films. Countless stories have speculated on what treasures the pharaohs buried with them, what the Knights Templar might have hidden during the Crusades, where pirates could have buried their treasure, and what valuables might have been sunk with the Titanic. For each of these mysteries, a dozen more exist as well. A desire to uncover these mysteries and to find immense wealth has motivated many treasure hunters, both real and fictional. Many of these fictional characters are aptly called Tomb Raiders, as they have a specific treasure in mind and no real interest in studying a particular culture unless it can help them locate the treasure. Many of these adventurers and treasure hunters call themselves archaeologists to lend an air of legitimacy to what they're doing. Some even hold seemingly respectable jobs. Indiana Jones is a professor at a respected university and works in conjunction with a museum. Daniel Jackson from the Stargate franchise works for the military, exploring and trying to understand alien cultures. Other characters don't even pretend to be archaeologists, though. Benjamin Franklin Gates in the National Treasure films displays the same skill set as other fictional archaeologists,